information that was false and fake and never happened got released to the public.
Donald Trump might have made the term fake news popular, but Australian agribusiness has long been living in a post-truth era.
In Queensland, plans are afoot to build one of the country's biggest ever irrigation schemes.
If all the dam plans for northern and central Australia were executed, vast areas of land, and I mean hundreds of thousands of hectares, would today be producing food and fibre. The Nathan Dam was to be the first, prompting a fivefold increase in cotton production, a new coal mine, a power station. In 1999, construction was imminent. 18 years on, that's still the story.
An unlimited source of water.
That's Bob Catter in 2013 talking about another dam west of Townsville. It hasn't got off the ground yet. Neither has that $2 billion sugarcane project that was going to siphon enough water to fill Sydney Harbour from the Gilbert River system. There were the quirkier plans, like in the 1990s when emu farming was going to be the next big thing. Victorian Keith Baker was sold on it, along with about 3,000 others.
Everybody just fell in a hole because there was no market, so they all just didn't breed anymore.
A camel abattoir in Port Pirie was going to process 100,000 humps every year. And we've heard about huge Chinese demand for silky bantams.
And then it bobs in the soup. And one serving of the soup each week keeps the hair black.
Steve Brickell in Victoria is still working on that one. But 2016 was the year for dairy dreams. Mining giant Gina Rinehart flagged a $500 million dairy empire, as did another miner, Bill McDonald.
We'll be producing 100,000 tonnes of powder per annum.
Alas, Bill McDonald took his money and put it back in mining, and Camperdown Dairy International soon folded. The trickle effect of failed schemes can be devastating for those who sign on. Thousands of farmers are still reeling from the grand failure of blue gum investment schemes. Real estate agent of 30 years, Kevin Gleeson, feels like Southwest Victoria has seen it all. The rise and fall of dairy processors, the blue gum scheme, and all the promises of Chinese investment or farm buy-ups. Aram Holdings said it was going to buy 70 properties, and Mr. Gleeson said a long list of dairy farmers thought their lives would be transformed.
They were promised X amount of dollars per acre. Contracts would be drawn up in 2 or 3 months and the deposit paid, and then settlement was some further down the track. And this went on for months and months and months, and all of a sudden it's all just a big furphy. Of course, it's quite devastating for the people, particularly if you're looking to retire or you're thinking you're finally going to get out of debt. They virtually stopped farming.
Public communications professor Jim McNamara says big business often uses the media to announce plans with no money behind them in a bid to attract investors.
We have highly leveraged businesses now where they are borrowing 100% of the funding required for an initiative. Those investments are highly speculative.
He says the onus is on journalists to probe deeper.
We are calling on journalists to do more analysis because in an era with post-truth, as we talk about, in an era of public relations and advertising, in an era of political spin, we do need journalists to do more than simply report he said, she said, because unfortunately some people will tell lies and untruths to journalists.
As more and more money is put into PR and Australia's media organisations continue to cut journalists, Professor McNamara says it's only going to get worse.
We've never had more propaganda than ever before. And we've never had a weaker media than we have now.
He says it's difficult to regulate big business spin, but there are some measures in place.
The Australian Stock Exchange is one of the better institutions in the world. It has very tight standards, and there are very large penalties if companies do not accurately report. The penalties range up to jail terms. In some cases, you want to see more regulation, but the more we regulate, the harder you make it for the honest business. And so alongside regulation, we really do need hard-nosed journalists.